Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chav Dalet Elul, and we're learning Simen Kuf Chav Tes. We're up to Sif Ches. 129 Sif Ches. Lacha Gemar Tfilos Mayer B'lel Vishin Ogen Loma Kolecha L'chaveru L'shono Tova Tikosei V'sei Choseim. I don't know why they have to tell you that. You're talking to a lady, so if you know Hebrew, you know what to say. You don't say in the daytime of Rosh Hashanah. So you start saying, but Tikosev is finished by Chatzos, generally. Well, Shani, the second night, Yesh Noigim, Omroki, the problem, the Dinah Biyam Shani, so the second night's like the first night. I think in Eretz Yisrael, in America, the Imamish used to do it. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't see it at all. They don't say Lashon HaToyva, Tikosei V'sei Choseim the second night, or at least that's my experience of Eretz Yisrael Tikkun. The reason is Pasha. In America, they used to 2 days Yontif, so they're used to the idea that the second day is a repeat of the first day. In Eretz Yisrael, they never have 2 days Yontif, so they feel the Yom HaRichta. Their attitude towards it is not that you're doing the first day over again, because that's a foreign concept to them. They look at it like a 48-hour Yontif, as if there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, that's all. So they're not going to say it the second night. That's my take on the sociological phenomenon.
You don't say it again for Chatzos. Why do you say it the second night?
If you're redoing the first day, the fam and the dinam biyom sheni.
Then why can't you say that? It's a davening.
And davening is like erev Rosh Hashanah, from that perspective. You don't wish somebody. That's not the greeting on an el. You don't greet someone l'shana tovah tikosei v'sei chosei. You say k'siva v'chsima tovah. So maybe you say k'siva v'chsima tovah this first day. Don't worry too much. You do an Ag in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they do not repeat it.
What he's saying?
He's saying some do and some don't. The reason you don't say it after Chatzos is because that's the first day. So when you're in the first day, you have to treat it like the first day. So after Chatzos, you say Gemar Chesima Tova. Then once the nighttime comes, so you're repeating the first day, so to speak. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that you have a 48-hour Yom Tov. B'sudas halayla nogin lausa simonim l'shana tova. Everybody loves this. Everybody loves Rosh Hashanah. Your kid gets to sing that little ditty, and everybody feels how cute they are, and that's Rosh Hashanah. Toivlin prusus hamotzi b'dvash, v'achal shochal kazayus. Why do you have to say a kazayus for? Oh, prusus hamotzi, of course. Because you're always supposed to eat a kazayas before you talk and before you say things. You're supposed to, l'chatchila. What? We're not up to the apple yet. You're not up to the apple. We're learning kitzur. The kitzur wants you to say it on the challah. You're also shetchadesh aleinu shana tova mesukah. On the challah and honey, you dip the challah in the honey. Then you dip an apple in the honey. To be Mekayim, the words of the song. U'mavarech ol abor priyoetz v'ochlo.
After he
ate the challah first. You eat the apple after you wash.
No, the challah.
Challah you have to wash first, certainly.
No, you dip the challah in the honey on the bracha of the washing, of the mosque?
Yeah, don't you? I mean, you don't have to, but...
And then you say Yiratzon?
That's what he has, you're saying. We don't say Yiratzon on the challah and the honey. Or at least that's not my experience, not in my house. But the kitzur has Shana Tova. He has the Yiratzon on the Chala also. That's all. And then he has the Yiratzon on the Tapuach Masach B'dvash also. He says it, he say it again. When you eat it and you swallow, what? Not necessarily. It depends when you're going to eat the dates. If you can eat the dates by dessert, so you can eat the apple now. Yeah.
She did it first.
Only if you're going to eat the date now. But if you're going to eat the date by dessert, if you're eating the date and the apple now, you should eat the, you should make a bracha over the date. Yeah.
But here something comes after, I thought it came before.
No. Before you even make the bracha?
No, before you eat the apple.
No. You made a bracha. The Yerotzen would be a hefsek. You make a bracha, you eat and you say the Yerotzen. And you swallow also. Yeah. You could say the Yerotzen first and then make the bracha and then eat. I get, I don't see why not. The Nogan Lechel Rosho Bal Chai.
The experience is you take one bite, swallow, and then you also make continue baking.
Or you can make the Yerotzen and then make the bracha. The Nogan Lechel Rosho Bal Chai. Lomim Yerotzen Shani al Rosh. The Lolos on Nov. And you, the Shabur says to say Hashem's name. In my house, we say Hashem's name. Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avos Seinu. V'yesh la'adar achar Rosh Keves, which we have to remember the second week in Elul to get, because afterwards the butcher runs out. So we have a Rosh Keves with the gleaming teeth.
Really?
And there's no meat there. I don't know. My wife like works for minutes, 10 minutes to scrape a little piece of meat off the head. I don't know. There's no head. There's no meat on the head. The head of a keves. What? Shia gam kein zech leilu shel Yitzchak. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it this way. In others' form, it says it differently. It says the zecher is leilu shel Yitzchak, and the rosh is like a secondary thing. But he says the primary thing is any rosh. So the head of a fish is lachatchila, because that's the primary minig is the rosh of a bal chai, and you say ni'al rosh v'lol zonov. And there's a hiddur of Rosh Keves. The Gam Yerokos Sochlim, and you have to make up funny or not so funny names and Yerotzons. Sheikh Lem Abdina Hu Shem Amor Latova, Kamoy Abdina Sein Merin, which is carrots is Merin, which means to increase. And you could say Yerotzon Sheyirbus Chuyosenu. I say it in Yiddish. When I have a one that's the simon is Yiddish, so we say the Yerotzen in Yiddish. What's the point of saying Yerotzen Sheyibus Chiyosenu over Merin? Like it doesn't work. V'yesh Nogin Gamkin Hadalechol Dogim, which anyway you might be eating because it's Yom Tov night. Sheyesh Remez Lifros Lirbos Kamo Hadogim, and without an Ayin Horo, you could also say Vein Levashel Osu Bechometz Kein Ochlim Dvarim Chamutzim Omerurim Barosh Hashana. So there's a big machlokas in my household, if that refers to chamutzim, it's bitter things, but not sharp things. I don't know, the whole lomdashu thing. I don't let anything. But my father, Lama Shalom, didn't.
You don't do chrein?
No chrein, till sukkahs. No chrein, no sukkahs, we have chrein. So because we have grain and honey.
And nuts just Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, nuts is just Rosh Hashanah.
And are almonds nuts?
No, pashtus not. Nuts is walnuts. Eggos is a walnut. And Lashon Kodesh, eggos is a walnut. So you don't eat chamutzim. Nowadays, nobody, you know, we won't eat chametz on Pesach, but that's about it. You go to Ezra's Torah, maybe probably here also, you have a whole line of special Rosh Hashanah salads made without vinegar. Hello? I can't talk to you, I'm in the middle of saying a shiur. Thank you, bye. Okay, bye. I just got a psak from a chashuv of Polsek. The question is electric stoves. Can you increase the heat on Yom Tov?
Electric stoves. The stove top.
So if it's gears, you can, right? You're increasing the fuel supply, and you're getting a bigger fire. What about
you can't?
You can.
Can't, right.
Now, what about electric? So if there's another set of coils, and that's the reason it gets hotter, because another set of coils turn on, for sure you can't. Cannot. And if the way it works is there's an electrical connection between the handle, between the knob and the coil, then obviously you also cannot. I'm talking about if there's no electrical connection between the handle and the coils, it just, which some have like that, it just increases the flow of electrons or whatever. It's, I don't know, you know, it just, it gets hotter because you, I'm not sure what, Joel tried to explain to me.
You opened up some sort of channel.
You opened up some sort of channel for the electrons to bump into each other at a higher rate of friction.
This is a ceramic type?
I don't know. It's not one of electric. Electric. I just know electric. I always thought it was an extra set of coils. But I had a lady calling me up, and she insisted that there's no extra coils. It's just that coil gets hotter. So I asked around, and Takut is that kind. Maybe that's... Oh, everyone's like that now, and I'm like 10 years old, thinking of the old kind. Anyway, you're allowed to do that on Yontif. Increase the electric flow, and not electrically, not electronically. Or electrically.
Somehow mechanically increase the
Mechanically increase the electric flow, and thus it gets hotter. So, I didn't know. I don't know. So, a certain Poisek, I don't know who it is. In Kiryat Sefer. The name's Donner. Donner. What? Yeah, you know? Is he a big Poisek? I was told he's a big Poisek.
Yeah.
I just got his psak that it's also. I could discuss it with him. He's willing to talk to me. But, It's a tough shaila. I mean, it's a tough call. Maybe you can compare it to gears, and it just gets hotter because you put in more fuel. Here you're increasing the electric flow. Getting back to chamutzim and marurim, vinegar. So what do my kids fight with me about? Like something sharp, but it's not bitter. It's just sharp.
Radish.
Know. Yeah, like a rat. No, a radish is bitter. A grapefruit's bitter. So what do my kids want, dude? I don't know.
Sour sticks, my kids. I don't know if they can
eat that. Boser shomein, which nowadays is like a death sentence. Lachomine masika, which the dentists like. Gam nogim sholechol egozim veluzim. Oh, luzim is hazelnuts. Ki egos begematria chet, except it doesn't exactly work out, but it's close enough. And of course, the joke goes, Chet is also the Gematria Chet. You shouldn't go Averus on Rosh Hashanah. Never heard that joke. People are careful not to eat Egozim. Tell them that Chet is also the Gematria Chet. And there's a Mishnah Brewer brings down the Vilna Gaon that you're not supposed to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Some, that's Kabbalah. I'll be Kabbalah. I don't know what people eat grapes. Well, grapes are pretty sweet. We want to taste something really sweet, frozen grapes. Frozen grapes, like you don't need candy. I mean, it's a little dangerous. You have to make sure your kid's old enough, but that's true by every sucking candy. But once he's old enough, or she's old enough, you give him frozen grapes. Anyway, Mishnah Brura does make that joke in a different way. He says, if we're so careful about the simonim, so certainly it's a bad simon to get angry on Rosh Hashanah or Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And anger, he talks about kas. He says, the person should make a special effort not to get angry on Rosh Hashanah or Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's certainly a bad simon that overrides your dipping the apple in the honey. No, I added that commentary at the end. No, the Mishnah Brura says about getting angry.
Yeah,
the Mishnah Brura says, since you see we're so careful about simonim and people take it so seriously, so certainly the worst simon of all would be if you get angry these days. That's also a bad simon, and you should take special care not to get angry. And the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That is the Mishnah Brura. Yesh lumud al ha-shulchan Torah. You should always do that. Menogin k'tzas lumud. Some people have a minute to learn Mishnayos Maseches Rosh Hashanah. which is why they made four prokim in the Seches Rosh Hashanah, so that you can learn one by each meal. Except the first one has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, so you get kind of bored by the first one. Then the second one has nothing to do about Rosh Hashanah. And then the third, you got to wait till the second Mishnah to get up to Rosh Hashanah. So it gets kind of boring. But how come they put the first Mishnah in the third Perek? In the third Perek, it should have been the last Mishnah in the second Perek. It's all about Kiddush HaChodesh. And then the next Mishnah starts Rosh Hashanah, about how the shofar. So all the Mefarshim asked, why did Rebbe do that? Why did he put like one Mishnah in the third Perek? It's lo manyana, no inyan. It belongs in the second Perek. Why didn't he just make it the last Mishnah in the second Perek? Why did he devote a Mishnah in the third Perek